McCormick, the government shutdown continues with no sense of any compromise coming. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There's nothing for us to negotiate. I cannot go to the CR and go, you know what, Democrats, you're right. Let me take out these three Republican priorities. I didn't add a single Republican policy or priority or preference to the CR.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Can these leaders find common ground? That is some of the frustration reflected in our polling as well, you know, which found that both parties kind of share the blame here when it comes to voters. So we'll see if that pushes them or prod either side potentially to sit down at some point this week.
The number of air traffic controllers calling in sick since the government shutdown began has ticked up slightly. According to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, staffing has been reduced by as much as half in some locations, though he didn't say where.
Is our airspace unsafe? No. Right? If we think there's issues in the airspace, we will shut it down.
Controllers are set to miss their first paycheck on October 14th. Expect some changes when you check in to board American Airlines flights, as Matt Bigler reports.
American Airlines will no longer require passengers stuff their carry-ons into these, the dreaded metal bag cages at boarding gates. The airline says the goal is to shave off a few minutes from the boarding process. Reaction from Jody, a frequent flyer.
I think efficiency at an airport is great, so therefore I think it's a great change.
American Airlines says the change does not mean that flyers can bring larger carry-ons. They recommend that passengers err on the side of caution and only bring bags they are confident will fit in the overhead bins. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco. Francisco International Airport.
Israeli and Hamas officials are holding indirect talks in Egypt on the U.S. peace plan for Gaza. Former Israeli diplomat Alan Pincus.
I'd give it a 50% shot of happening because both sides feel the pressure to get this done. Israel feels the pressure from the U.S. and Hamas feels the pressure from Qatar, from Turkey, from Egypt, from Jordan, and from Saudi Arabia.
Correspondent Matt Piper has the latest on the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case that had a status hearing today.
The judge denied the government request to delay Kilmer Abrego Garcia's legal proceedings over the government shutdown. His attorney, Simon Sandoval Motionber, says the government wants to send his client to Eswatini.
The decision to try to send Mr. Abrego Garcia across the Atlantic Ocean to, you know, seemingly random African countries when he's already received an offer of refugee status in Costa Rica is purely punitive.
Checking stocks on Wall Street at this hour, they are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials down 72 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in two dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. A longtime Wisconsin appeals court judge is stepping down. Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire at the end of her next term after 18 years on the bench. Neubauer, who once ran for state Supreme Court, says serving on the 2nd District Court of Appeals has been an honor. Attorney Anthony Lococo has already announced plans to run for the open seat. Racine City Hall is getting repairs starting today, with tuck pointing on the west side expected to last about 4 weeks. That west side entrance will be closed and parking will be limited along that spot. A Racine man was stuck on Lake Michigan for 4 hours Friday after drifting too far from North Beach on a tube. Crews rescued him using a jet ski and thermal cameras, and he was treated for dehydration and hypothermia. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves tonight at 7:30. It's an 8:08 first pitch at American Family Field for tonight's Brewers-Cubs playoff game. For the Chicago game Wednesday, Amtrak will be running a special train for fans from Milwaukee to the Windy City with a stop in Sturtevant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it, I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine in mid 60s. Right now, it's 76.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Appreciate that song from the Beach Boys, God Only Knows. For that, I liked Good Vibrations, but now that's my favorite Beach Boys song. Maybe it'll change when I'm in the 70s. Now I love the Surfer Girl or something like that. Hey, coming up in the next few minutes, Dobie Maxwell, dear friend of mine, super funny comedian, coming to the Racine Theater Guild in November for the show Schlitz Happens, an old Milwaukee Blatz from the Paps. Going to have him on this show in the next few minutes on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Show.
Something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. It rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Dream believer and die.
local news. The time will assist right here at WRJN, Jackson 5 and ABC. Got Dobie Maxwell coming up on the show whenever he wants to get here, and he's going to be on the air. So until that happens, we are covering Wisconsin sports, and nobody does it better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badger, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekday. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
If you're looking for a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, then look no further than Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin. They've been family-owned and operated for 95 years, and they offer a great selection of new and used vehicles plus outstanding service. With no high pressure or sales tricks ever, you will always spend less and you will always get more at Martin's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Stop in today or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's, truly a family-owned dealership.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Powered by Friendship Fun and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. There's a moon.
Never.
And Timeless Hits. Yep, they're back right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Woolman. And I am so excited to have this awesome guest in here, not just because you're a friend of mine, but because you're famous, Dobie. To me, anyway, you are famous.
Cindy.
No, Dobie, you are not only have you been all over the country, you're in a favorite book of mine. I didn't even realize that was you. There was a comedian book. Do you remember the name of all these different comedians and their experiences?
It's called I Killed.
Okay, and I remember reading about this Dobie Maxwell in there and thinking, wow, that's pretty funny. And then I met you and I go, wait a moment, you're the same Dobie that's...
Yeah, not a lot of Dobies in the world.
No, you know what? I think there's only one you. And also, right? I think I'm right. Well, let's not work on this. Let's find out if I'm right or not. I am right, darn it. Dobie Maxwell, you are coming to Racine Theater Guild November 15th, and the show is called...
Schlitz Happened, an old Milwaukee Blatz from the past.
All righty.
Kind of a play on words. I've been doing comedy for 40 years, and I did cruise ships in the last few years.
Which, in theory, like communism, sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And it's torture because the travel in your... But people from Wisconsin would come up, you're from Wisconsin, and we'd start talking about local stuff like Leon's and Ernie von Schlaedorn and Albert the Alley Cat and all the Milwaukee stuff. I'm thinking, and I said one time, hey, Schlitz Happened. It's like, oh, that's a good name for a show. So we did a show and put it together up at Pottawatomie. They took away the theater now. We did a show and people would come out and just, you know, people usually over 40 that grew up around these parts. And Racine is part of the Milwaukee Metroplex too. And it's just a lot of fun. And people, if you know what a bubbler is and Ernie von Schlaedorn and all those things, you'll love the show. And Theater Girl, Racine Theater Girl is such a wonderful venue.
And they're beautiful, too. They're on Don Rosen's show at least once a month.
Nice people, great venue. It's going to be a blast. Reasonable prices. We're going to have a good time.
I was looking at the prices. They are really affordable. Yeah. You know, even $20 for a ticket, that's like next to nothing.
It's a live show. And my opening act is a guy named Jerry Grotus, who's a Nashville singer, very talented singer. Now he's trying comedy. And he's got a lot of tickets sold. People come out to see him. So he's really great, too. But if you're a local in any way to come out and see the show, I am debuting a thing called buffet-style comedy. There's no way I could do my whole act in one night. So people basically, if you're a sports fan, we'll go in that direction. If you're a local fan, we'll go whatever direction that people want. And it's like, you go to the buffet, you don't eat everything on it. You get your favorites, and that's where you go.
Absolutely. When did you decide to come up with this? I mean, this is years in the making, because you've been in comedy for well over 20, 30 years
40
now.
40 years. 40. Well, I started when I was 2, Cindy. No,
that's
kidding
right. You don't even look 29.
Yeah, a lot of miles. And it's just really funny, because the traveling thing used to be fun to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to say, well, you know, I've seen Omaha 10 times. Why don't I do a show that I can stay home? I'm from Wisconsin, born and raised here. I'm going to die here. I'm not going. I lived in L.A. for a while. You just come home, and it's just a show about being a cheesehead. And I think if you get it, you'll love it. And if you don't, there's other shows for you.
There you go. But your show's the best.
Thank you.
I'm going to come out and see you.
I want to see you come out right in the front row.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be yelling Freebird. I'll be that
idiot. I got something for you, too. I got your name up in lights. I do this for people.
Oh my gosh.
I get Scrabble. I love Scrabble. And whenever I go to a thrift store, and there's great thrift stores here in Racine, and when I go there, I find a Scrabble game when I put people's names together. No one ever throws out their name.
No. I'm worth 15 points right now.
Yes, you are.
I'm a little disappointed. I should have got a longer name. Why did you do Cynthia? No, I'm just kidding.
Good question.
But now, Dobie, you actually, was it last year that you were in Salt Lake City doing a taping?
Yeah, it's called dry bar comedy. I do clean comedy. And it's a choice to do that. And I worked with Jerry Seinfeld years ago, and he swears like a truck driver off stage. And everybody looked at him, and why did he talk? He goes, I'm from blankety blank New York. That's how we talk. He goes, it's a business decision. And I was always pretty clean, and it's just not a lot of people can do it. And most people aren't prudes, but you come out, you don't want to hear that. You can hear
right.
On the street.
Yeah.
So I do clean comedy. So you have to worry about, you know, grandma's not going to wince when she comes out to see the show. So that is a thing that I like to stress.
Can you get a copy? I mean, can people order that show?
It's Dry Bar Comedy. drybarcomedy.com/Dobie Maxwell. Dry Bar is a big deal. There's a couple hundred comedians on it. You can go on their website, just look for it. And I have a little sample that you can see.
Oh,
and I talk about being in Milwaukee and this thing. It's a big deal. It's like being on The Tonight Show used to be 20 or 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
So it's a big deal. Thank you for mentioning that. So it took 40 years to be an overnight success. Now
I'm
getting all over the country. So who's this new guy from Milwaukee? I ain't new, sweetie, but thank you for the kind words.
Oh, my goodness. You were also, I might add, you were going to be the very first comedian for German Fest.
A lot of Germans in this area. Germans are a lot of things, but funny usually isn't one of them. You know, Kraut Top is not a person you're ever going to see. And I had a good friend, Robert Degler, who passed away, and he said, I want you to be my friend, the first comedian at German Fest. So I was booked, and there was a tornado and nasty weather, and we never did the show. They ended up clearing out the Summerfest grounds. This day, there still hasn't been a German Fest comedian.
And you went, and God bless you, when our mutual friend Rob Deglau, what was his last name? I never said it right.
I always thought it was Deglau, but I went to grade school with him. Is it Deglau? Deglau was his name.
Okay, I don't know. We had a friend that you never knew. Everybody called him Rob, Robert, Bob.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. He was not the same name to all people. His name was so different. But
a sweetheart of a human being. He
big
loved
giant heart.
Radio.
Loved it, and he loved you, Dobie. He was so proud of you. Like, I got a famous friend. His
and
name
him,
is
too.
Dobie
it's like we went to grade school together, and he was on the German Fest board. So in his memory, I want to carry it on for but I got German gravy running through my veins, too.
There you go, and along with Brouts and Sauerkraut. So now, with a story, you went on his show when he passed. I did. Like a show in his honor.
Yes.
Because I had to take over. There was like a 4-hour gaping hole that
right.
I had to fill.
Sure.
And God bless you. You were driving on the highway and you pulled over and you put a really good funny anecdote about what happened at German Fest when the storm was pulling in and Robert was freaking out like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Thank you. I appreciate having me on. It's all about people, too. And you come back, and I saw you 20 years ago, and it's just so nice. I mean, comedy is a very hard business. It's nasty. But when you touch people, it touches their heart and it touches their soul. And if you make them laugh, they'll never forget you for it.
That is so true. So, again, you are coming to Racine. You are coming to the Racine Theater Guild November 15th. It's a 7:30 show, and it's a beautiful theater, and the tickets are really affordable.
RacineTheater.org is the website. I've always told, say the website on the radio, so if you want to come out, I guarantee you'll have a good time.
Well, I know. And I'll be seeing you there. I can't wait to see
you. I can't wait to see you. I'll point you out.
Do you have any other gigs between then and now?
Well, I'm trying to put together this whole thing in theaters around the state. And I'm in Las Vegas later this month for one night. So I got to fly in, do a show, fly back. And it's like, that gets old after a while. Now, it sounds really glamorous. You know, someone that works at Quick Trip, and there's nothing wrong. I worked during the pandemic. I worked at Quick
Trip. Yes, you did.
And there's nice people that are there. But it's like the travel gets really old after a while.
I hope someday you come up with a comedy bit about your experience at Quick Trip.
Oh, I do. I got a nice chunk about it. Yeah, it's the public. The people that work there, I would love. See, comedians are dented cans. There's people that are just, but the people at Quick Trip, they were wonderful souls. It's the public we had a hard time. Yeah. That's where all the humor is.
And then you used your humor, and they're like, well, maybe not so funny, Dobie. But yeah, I gotta tell you, I thought what you said was hilarious. I'd like to see that in a bit someday.
Yeah, I did. I got fired for telling off a customer.
Well, no, that customer had it coming.
He had it coming. And all the people are on, oh, thank goodness you're here. Because he was being mean to a senior citizen, an older lady. And it's like, well, don't yell at older people.
Yeah.
Don't be bullied. But they don't realize it's like, you know, like a ninja warrior. So he didn't know he was dealing with. I just lit into him in front of everybody, and he just didn't know what to say. So it's like he fired a BB at me, and I fired a nuclear bomb back
at him. That's right. You didn't know you had an AK-47 on your holster there.
Don't poke the tiger.
Exactly. Dobie, I'm so proud of you for all that you've accomplished.
Thank you, Sandy.
You're a wonderful friend and just a joy to be around.
As are you.
Well, maybe.
And thanks for having me on. No, you're a big radio star.
You're welcome. Oh, gosh, yes. In Racine, Wisconsin, which I love.
Gateway to Sturtevant.
There you go. I love Sturtevant.
By
so
way
cool.
of Franksville.
Oh, absolutely.
My sister lives in Caledonia, too.
So. Does she really? Yeah, good. So. Hey, we're almost going to get there.
Okay.
There's a small AM signal or a small FM signal that will be shooting up towards Caledonia, and we're all excited
Sweet
about that.
Sweet home Caledonia, where
there
the skies
you go.
Are blue.
All righty. Dobie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
God bless you, and you have a wonderful drive to wherever you're going next, all right?
Okay.
All righty.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A familiar name in Wisconsin is stepping down. Appeals Court Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire next year after serving 18 years on the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Neubauer, who ran for the state Supreme Court in 2019, says she's tried to uphold fairness and independence in every case. Lawyer Anthony Lococo has announced he'll run for the position. Lisa Neubauer is the mother of State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer. Fire crews in Racine stopped a laundromat fire before it got worse last night. Flames are seen coming from the roof vents of a laundromat on Lathrop Avenue at around 6 o'clock. Firefighters say lint buildup in two rooftop dryer exhausts caused the fire. Crews got it under control in about 20 minutes, keeping the damage mostly to the roof and ventilation systems. No one was hurt, but the building and contents were damaged. Losses are estimated to be at about $175,000. If it's like it was in Game 1, traffic coming up I-94 will be minimal. The number of Chicago fans in the Milwaukee ballpark wasn't as large as it has been during that game Saturday. The Brewers face the Cubs in Game 2 of the NL Division Series tonight with first pitch at 8:08. The series heads to Chicago tomorrow night. Amtrak will be running a special train to Chicago that includes a ride with Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and storms for your Monday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Our winds will turn to the north. Tonight, showers and storms. Lows will drop back into the mid and upper 50s. Tuesday, any early showers ending. Then we'll see sunshine in mid 60s. It's 78 at our studios.
Left of the
local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. Man, I just want to thank Dobie Maxwell, dear friend, super funny. And he came on the show this afternoon, drove out here to do that. I really appreciate you, Dobie. And I'll be keeping you updated on his show. Going to be there November 15th. Dobie Maxwell, check out his Facebook page, Dobie Maxwell, on Facebook.com. He's in, got all the details of his show coming up in Racine.
If you can, time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
You are J.N.
timeless. It's WRJN Wilson Show and Tell. And I just had my dear friend Dobie Maxwell on. He is going to be performing here, Racine Theater Guild, November 15th. He is an awesome comedian. He is really funny. He's doing a show called Schlitz Happened, an old Milwaukee Blatz from the Pabst. All right. You get it? Anyway, you got to check it out. Don Rosen usually has guests on from the Racine Theater Guild. He has them on at least once a month, if not more. And speaking of Don Rosen, his morning show is sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And speaking of the Marine Credit Union, he's going to have Aaron McCollin as a guest tomorrow discussing the workshops that they recently hosted at the Racine Public Library, along with additional community events and ways to properly budget for the upcoming holiday season. Something that I need. Of course, now I've gotten better at that. Santa just writes checks.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive-thru and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Little Red Riding.
Lewis hits WRJN with Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Do you like good music? Ah, that sweet soul music. Just call me this sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go.
Oh,